What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled Rumble's scam stock fell to an all-time low of $4.90. So, I'm about here. I just parked the car tonight. Before I get out of the car, I decided to make a quick video for you guys regarding the Rumble stock, which is a scam. As you guys know by now, or should know by now, the Rumble stock has fallen to an all-time low of $4.90. Rumble has officially been on the stock market now for a little bit over a year, and their stock price has never been this small before. In fact, Rumble stock was $8.50 just 2 weeks ago, and now it's down to like $4.90, and it's actually been dropping. It dropped 40% in probably the past week alone. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, "Yo, Omar, that's because they're punishing Rumble, because Rumble is standing up for free speech and Russell Brand." Guys, they're all fucking in on it, man. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. You don't get to be a Russell Brand unless the Jews put you there. You don't get to be Rumble on the stock market unless the Jews put you there, okay? Is it a coincidence that Russell Brand gets Me Too'd on the same day that the founders of Rumble are able to sell their stock? Now, a lot of you guys out there probably don't even know how the stock market works. Okay, so how the stock market works is that when you get your stock, your company on the stock market, to avoid having the insiders, you know, the people who own the company and the vast majority of stock, in order to avoid these guys from becoming super rich super quick, they have a lockout period. And in that case, for Rumble, the lockout period was a year. So for a year, the top people behind Rumble, like Dan Bongino, Chris Pavelski, the founder of Rumble, and two other people, they could not sell their stock because imagine if you have a scam company on the internet and you market it as the best thing to happen since sliced bread. I mean, imagine this. Imagine if that freaking Steve Jobs wannabe, Elizabeth Holmes, imagine if she put her company on the stock market and it popped, and then she was able to sell her stock, you know, the same day. She would have been a multi-billionaire many, many times over. Now, unfortunately for her, she didn't get that far. But this just goes to show you that for you to get on the stock market, you know, you just can't sell your stock, you know, same day. Now, if you guys remember, the stock for Rumble went as high as almost $18 at one time, because guess who? Andrew Tate was telling you this is the best thing to happen since sliced bread. And Rumble stock has been like a roller coaster. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. And now it's at a low, an all-time low of $4.80 as of Sunday night. This is why I'm doing this video today, and I'm going to release it, God willing, today and not tomorrow. Is so when the stock market opens tomorrow and Rumble stock, you know, doesn't pop back up or maybe even goes down, I want you guys out there to understand once and for all, Rumble is a fucking scam. Like, I think it was Winston Churchill who said it, there is no such thing as coincidence in politics, okay? In short, of God causing something himself, like an earthquake or a meteor or something like that, there is no such thing as coincidence in politics. So again, the founders of Rumble were able to sell their stock on the same day Russell Brand got Me Too'd. Do you guys think that's by coincidence? Come on, man. You know, you guys remember Andrew Tate? He got released out of prison on the day the original Matrix was released back in 1999. Remember, Andrew Tate was, oh, he's gonna go to prison. Ooh, he's gonna, you know, die in prison. Ooh, wow. Where is Andrew Tate, guys? Andrew Tate is alive and well, making videos about how awesome his life is and how much your life sucks because, you know, you're not part of the war room or you're not buying Hustlers University. Guys, the Jews always, you don't get to be Andrew Tate unless the Jews decide to bless you. That's just how it is, guys, okay? So, Andrew Tate, he had his time under the sun. He's still gonna be a useful idiot a little bit longer, but at the end of the day, Andrew Tate did his thing. You know, he made Rumble pop. He made their stock pop a year ago. He got a bunch of incels to follow him. And now Andrew Tate is kind of like fading into oblivion. He's probably going to stay a little bit relevant for a little bit longer. Kind of like, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. Even though we know that antiquated male strategies were nothing but a scam from day one. But, you know, like the old saying says, there's a sucker born every minute. So you guys out there need to understand that Chris Pavelski owns about 37% of the Rumble stock. Dan Bongino owns like 5% of it. And then the two other guys, you know, they own X percent and X percent. So the top people in Rumble, they own like, I think it was either 42 or 50. No, they own 52% of the company, okay? So the top insiders of Rumble, they own 52% of the company. And again, there is no money in Rumble or MGTOW TV. Money just doesn't, it's not a money making system simply because the cost associated, you know, storage cost of the video, the bandwidths of live streams and what have you. Our businesses are not profitable, guys, okay? MGTOW TV has been around for 5 motherfucking years. We never made a motherfucking profit, okay? Rumble never made a profit. None of these video sharing platforms, including YouTube, make a profit. This is why Google never ever released the financial statement for YouTube, because video sharing platforms don't make money. Now, in my case, I'm Amir Wali. I believe in MGTOW. I'm altruistic. I'm now using MGTOW TV as an ad platform so people can come over to Mitwali Web Services and buy VPNs and buy web hosting packages from me, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, guys, video sharing platforms, whether it's BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW TV, Rumble, or even YouTube itself, they're simply not a financially viable business simply because our costs are way too much. Again, every video uploaded is a liability for us because it needs storage cost, okay? Every live stream for us is a liability because it costs bandwidth money, okay? So you guys out there need to keep in mind once and for all that Rumble is a stock scam. Do you guys think Rumble stock will pop again? It's not gonna pop again, guys, okay? Rumble just doesn't have the ad money. They're not gonna get the ad money. And they're not gonna get the ad money because they're righty, nutty, or anything like that. Let me clarify that, okay? Rumble is not gonna get the money, not because people hate Rumble. Rumble is not gonna get the money because, you know, the vast majority of Rumble users out there, they are righty nutties. These people, they're not gonna buy shit like normies, okay? You know, you can advertise fucking height pills on YouTube and some normie is gonna buy it, okay? But you really can't do that on Rumble because, you know, the righty nutty people, it's not that easy for them to part ways with their money, which is good for them, but it's bad for Rumble and advertisers. So this is why Rumble simply does not have the ad money at once. You guys out there who are super chatting money, you have to understand the vast majority of your super chat money, in order to stay competitive with YouTube, and the vast majority of your money goes to back to the content creator. Okay, MGTOW TV takes 10% plus 30 cents to cover credit card charges. Rumble, I've been told, takes, I think, 10% or 20% of the super chats. But at the end of the day, guys, when thousands of people are watching a live stream, that's several dozen dollars in bandwidth that Rumble has to pay. So, you know, when they make, you know, $30-$40 off of your super chat in commission, that really doesn't pay for the live stream, or really doesn't pay all that much. So again, it is a unviable business. And again, most people do not buy memberships. You know, if everybody on MGTOW TV bought a $1 a month membership, we'd be profitable. But people just don't buy memberships. You know, that's just how it is, you know. So I want you guys out there to understand that Rumble stock is not going to go up, okay? Rumble stock was being held up by Andrew Tate, by Fresh and Fit, by Steven Crowder, by Russell Brand, by all these CIA assets who were telling you, hey man, go to Rumble. Rumble is the future, man. So you go there, you take your GOI money, you put your GOI money into Rumble, you know, thinking it's a freaking future. And now these guys behind Rumble are simply taking your money. So there are people out there still dumb enough on freaking September 23rd or whatever today is, September 24th, I don't know. There are people out there still dumb enough who are like, I'm gonna invest more in Rumble. I'm gonna invest money in Rumble just so I can tell the elites, go fuck yourself. It's like, okay, bro, at the end of the day, Peter Thiel and George Soros and every major investor in Rumble, they're just laughing at you, dog. Okay, so all of you guys out there who are like, I'm gonna save free speech, I'm gonna invest, you know, $5, $10, you know, $100 in Rumble for fuck you, George Soros. All right, bro, they're just gonna take that money out of your pocket and put it into their pocket. Chris Pavelski, guys, is a billionaire, okay? This is a guy who never had a viably economic business. This is a guy who never, ever made a profit. He's a motherfucking multi. He's already a billionaire. I don't know if he's a multi-billionaire. He's already a billionaire, okay? Dan Bongino is a multi-millionaire now, many, many times over, okay? And Dan Bongino, what does Dan Bongino do? He's a freaking podcaster, okay? He's no different than TFM or Hammerhand or Terrence Pop, but yet he is a multi-millionaire many, many, many times over. Why? Because he owned a good portion of Rumble, and you guys put your money into Rumble thinking you're gonna tell George Soros to go fuck himself. And now George Soros, Peter Thiel, and other top people in who invested in Rumble are laughing at you guys, okay? So again, I ask, Rumble, Russell Brand got me too'd on the same day Rumble stockholders were able to sell their stock. Is that a coincidence? The answer is hell to the no. This is all one big goitainment, okay? This is all one big Hollywood production. They're all in on it, guys. You know, the UK sending Chris Pavelski a very disturbing and concerning letter saying, yo, man, get Russell Brand off of your platform. This is just nothing more than a ploy so righty naughties can be like, yo, man, Rumble is the future, man. Let's give Rumble more of our money. All right, bro. Watch your money go down. You know, how many people out there invested in Rumble? Guys, Rumble lost 40% of its stock value in less than 2 motherfucking weeks, okay? And it's probably going to end up losing more, but you know what? Retarded Goyim, they're going to put more money into Rumble so they can say, fuck you, George Soros, even though George Soros realistically is laughing at you, but hey, man, that's why we call you goitards, you know, retarded Goyim, you know, you all just want to believe that, you know, your savior is here, that Rumble is your Messiah. You know, you guys remember Q, you know, trust the plan. Q is your Messiah. Proud Boys are your Messiah. The Tea Party is your Messiah. You guys are desperate to believe in some Messiah who's going to save your sorry asses, man. But anyways, you know, at the end of the day, the elites are making money. They're literally making free money off of you. I mean, again, Chris is a billionaire, might even be a multi-billionaire by now, and he never ever had a financially viable business, you know. Dan Bongino, multi-millionaire many, many, many times over, you know. God knows the other people responsible with Rumble, how many times they're multi-millionaires over. And they have a company that loses tens of, you know, Rumble lost $8 million, you know, for last year, you know. So, you know, MGTOW TV might lose a couple hundred dollars a month, but hey, man, at least we're not losing, you know, fucking millions of dollars, you know. But at the end of the day, man, I just want you guys out there. There is no coincidence in politics, okay? This Russell Brand thing is gonna blow over, just like Andrew Tate blowed over, you know. Right now, nobody's really talking about Andrew Tate anymore. Just like Andrew Tate blew over, Russell Brand is gonna blow over, okay? The guys behind Rumble made a shitload of money, you know. Hey, maybe Rumble is gonna be like, yo, man, we're losing advertisers, you know, they're trying to shut us down, we're losing money, we have to shut down, or maybe they're gonna sell out to YouTube. You don't know what's gonna happen with Rumble, guys, you know. You guys heard it here first. Don't be surprised if Rumble shuts down. Don't be surprised if Rumble gets taken over in a so-called hostile merger. Don't be surprised if Rumble goes away, or if Rumble ends up, you know, having to kowtow to the elites and kicking off Rumble and shit like that. This is why I'm not making videos that much anymore. I'm working really, really long on MGTOW TV and Mitwali Web Services, you know, because I know eventually Rumble is gonna shit the bed and you guys are gonna come to MGTOW TV, because we're really the only platform out there that's not censored. Or, you know, BitChute is, you know, I don't understand this Ray guy, you know. Ray had a hell of a head start. Why does Rumble not have live streaming? Why does Rumble look like it's fucking Mickey Mouse, you know? I don't get it, you know. I like to think of MGTOW TV as the only platform out there that truly is censorship free. Now, don't get me wrong. You just can't go on MGTOW TV, put up porn and, you know, murder people, but you guys understand what I'm saying, right? You know, we have TFM, for example, right? There you go, freedom of speech right there. And at the same time, our UI, our user interface, our user experience, you know, thank God, is really well. I'm working on it every day to make it better. Once Mitwali Web Services starts making some money, I'm going to funnel some of that money into MGTOW TV in the form of advertising on MGTOW TV. That way the content creators can make money. And also at the same time, MGTOW TV can afford to have people working on the app and stuff like that. We do have apps. The apps are simply not up to my standards, you know. So I'm not going to release something out there that's really not up to my standards, so. So that's really all I had for you guys to say about what's going on. Like I said, I'm shooting this at like, I don't know, 1 o'clock at night. Technically it's Monday morning, you know. The stock market opens in like 7 hours, you know, maybe 8 hours, I guess. So I'm loading this up Monday, very, very early Monday morning before the stock markets open up. So when the stock markets open up tomorrow and Rumble continues to lose, or, you know, not pop up anymore, you know, not have their stock, you know, pop out anymore, you guys will understand that, oh, shit, we've been scammed. All right, guys, I'll see you in the next one. Peace.